Guess what? It's Thursday. Wait, listen for it. Listen for it. Okay, I couldn't quite make that happen on cue to get real thunder going. But I've got the rain. I've got the cold. I've got the wet. I've got the dog. It's Thursday Thunder. And today, I'm asking. So, book number 3 in the Repossible series is called Ask. And for me, I think this is the toughest book. That's what I want to talk about today is Ask. And because I want to have, per book, I want to have a video. Okay, there's a giant dog over there. Come on, Beba. I want to have a one video per book. So this is clearly not the final version. But hey, it's Thursday Thunder, right? I'm allowed to do whatever I want. And I want to practice for that. practice for that book. So for me, Ask, I've been working on it lately. And as I write the other books, and I sort of get the question sometimes of, what's the hardest book? What's the best book? If you want me to read any book, which one is it? And that answer is usually every single day, which one you should read. Because every single day is sort of an overview of the entire process. But Ask, I'm a little, not frustrated that it's the first book in the series because it's a tough one. You know, we get later, we get into fun stuff like play, elevate, spark, yay, so much fun, woohoo, play. Whereas ask is the tough part, right? Ask, I mean, there's the easy stuff, like ask, what would you like for dinner? For some people, even that's a tough question. Whereas what I'm really getting at, and this is what I'm really excited about the Repossible tagline, the question of who will you be next? And that one is just, it just summarizes Repossible so well. And so ask, if that's the big question, who will you be next? That just opens up so many channels, so many ideas of where have you been? Where are you now? Where are you heading? What are your goals? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be next? Who will you be next? That's the deepest ask you can have. So today, though, I'm going to keep this short because I have an ask as well. An ask for me is the hardest book. It used to be create, I suppose, but I think the underlying brutal reality of difficulty for me has been to ask. And the question is, you know, stuff like ask for help, ask who will I be next? And I fought against it for years, just, you know, denied it. But when you have that question, who will you be next? And you dare answer it, you dare take action, that's you're already a step further. But the question itself is the tough part, frankly. It's asking that question. Because I think if you're not asking the question, you're either kidding yourself about, if you care about that kind of thing, like, who will I be next? Or, I don't know, are you hiding it? Or you just don't care. Or it's just not a thing for you. Maybe you're perfect the way things are and you don't care about change and you don't care about becoming a different person. You don't care about, I'm trying not to say this in a negative way, but asking the question. So here's my ask. If you're watching this, and I am asking, I would love for you to go to bradleyscharvino.com/asking, A-S-K-I-N-G. I put this thing up a year ago, and I was asking for help. I'm asking for your opinion, for your content, for potentially a podcast interview or a guest chapter, something where the content is not all Bradley Charbonneau and my, you know, thoughts and philosophies and experiences, but yours. So this is a shared endeavor, a collaboration, a cooperation. So this is what I'm asking. And this for me is scary stuff. I'm opening myself up. I'm saying, hey, I need help. And I'm asking you for help. So if you're watching this, go to bradleycharbonneau.com/asking. There's sort of a little button and you fill it out and you're going to get this, you know, calendar thing to talk with me for half an hour or something. And I dare you. I dare you to do it. And also because, frankly, I dared myself to ask you. And that's always been the tough part. So I'm daring to ask. I'm challenging you to answer. Hey, the rain stopped. Maybe we'll get some real thunder. This is Bradley. It's wet. It's cold. My hand is freezing holding onto this phone. Pepper doesn't seem to be too complaining about it. But hey, I'm not either, because I'm out. I'm alive. Things are good. It's February. And it's Thursday Thunder. Thanks for watching. See you next week.